I can't hear myself. There it is. Let's see if today's show goes well. Cool. It's Monday. Ooh, no. We're back on it. what's going on, beautiful people? Let's see if the Bluetooth or the Wi-Fi in the building is working. Aha! It is. I still don't have a beard. And it still sucks. I hate not having my beard, but it's the price we pay. What's going on, beautiful people? Bring the mic down. I left here last Friday, and I ain't come back. Left my phone. I got the fuck away. Everything was on auto, and that was it. Just said fuck it. Had a horrible week, and here we are. What you crying about now? I'm gonna get the show started. I think I started the whole race car soliloquy thing last time, but we won't do that again. My name's Kasabian. We're back. Let's do it. Bring the song. My back hurts. Baby. So deep. Y'all, I can't play the music. I'm sorry, y'all. If you're watching, you can't hear the music. But if you want to listen to the music and listen to what we listen to, you got to go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere and everywhere podcasts are heard. That way you can check out the music. Bust a couple shots with Big Papa. Pow. Head over to Kasabian at Patreon. Or is it Patreon.com/Kasabian? Yeah. Head over there. Go and support the show over there so that way I can move the fuck out. I am gonna go on the road. I'm gonna live in a fucking bus. Dead ass. I'm out, yo. It's time for me to be a one and not a fucking group of shit people. Dead ass. It's Kasabian. Kasabian Live 01. What's going on, beautiful people? My name is Kasabian Live-O. Welcome back to the Kasabian Live-O show, where we are live from Las Vegas, and this is episode 316. We're redoing it since last week went all the way down. On today's show, breaking news, Elon Musk has acquired Twitter for roughly $44 billion. I don't know what that means, roughly, but he did it. Elon is now, and it's a private company. It's going private, so that's pretty awesome. We'll be talking about the ultimatum. We're going to talk about deep water. There's a lot of TV chit-chatting. Spider-Man was dope as shit, but we might not talk about that. But Ultimatum and Deep Water was actually pretty dope, which actually led me into like sex kinks, because I've been hearing the wildest shit from the football players all the way down to TV shows. So something's going on out there, but I'd love to get into it. Red Bull did their stunt last night that didn't go well, but nobody got hurt. So hey, big ups to Red Bull. That was pretty dope. Johnny Depp is probably the funniest person in the world, and I like him more every day that I see him in trial. Okay? Every day that I see him in trial. Every fucking day. Is Lizzo a rapper? I'm curious. Because somebody answered that question for me. I just want to know if Lizzo's a rapper. And who's seen White Hot? I finished that too. We'll actually put that in the TV category of things that we will chit-chat about. That was actually... I have a lot to say about that because I think it's interesting. The baby footage has come onto the scene from his Walmart incident, and I guess it doesn't look good. I don't know. I just want to know what it looks like inside of his PR team's room and what they're going through. I really want to know. Everyone's a rapper. Lizzo ain't no fucking rapper. We'll talk about it. What's wrong with 50 and Tyrese? What'd I miss? Why they beefing? Let's talk about Black China. Melissa Lucio, we didn't get into her story, but we'll talk about that in the update on what's going on with her. Tennessee passed a law about drunk drivers paying child support to the family of the deceased, as well as a $35 million meth bust. My dyslexia. And we'll talk about Chopper City for making the ban, and not in the best of lights, to tell you the truth. So, I mean, let's start it off. What better way than, where is it? Elon Musk has acquired Twitter for roughly $44 billion. And I'm not really sure what roughly $44 billion means. Is it the 44, isn't it? He wants to make it a free speech platform. Donald Trump says he doesn't even want to go back to it. But I don't believe that bullshit. I think Big T is right on his way to get back over there. It'd be nice to see what free speech would look like from an online company that, I mean, hopefully holds their word. We'll see. We'll see. Because this shit always sounds good until it's time to really, you know, to really be about it, as they say. White Hot was interesting. If you haven't seen the documentary on Abercrombie and Finch, I'm poor. When I grew up in the hood, in the ghetto, from as a little boy, we didn't do big malls. Like, we went to Marshalls and shit. So, like, when I discovered Abercrombie and Finch, Hollister, and all these things, I was a teenager and shit, and it wasn't my style. I was wearing FUBU, Inichi. You know what I'm saying? Like, we lived a different lifestyle. Watching White Hot, all I can say is, why aren't they allowed to say they don't want ugly people wearing their shit? I don't care if it's a white company. I wouldn't care if it was a black company, Asian company, whatever the case is. I don't think that they were discriminatory. I think their hiring purposes were very discriminatory. That I had a problem with. But if they have a standard of beauty, why can't they have a standard of beauty? Like, isn't FUBU basically saying the same thing? For us, by us, that was made for us? I'm confused. I don't think that they did wrong. I think that they can say they don't want ugly people or the corny people wearing this shit. That don't mean nothing. Prove, like, if you allow somebody to say that you're corny, and, like, you go, yeah, I am corny, then, yeah, you corny. So I don't think that Abercrombie and Finch did anything wrong. And why make it so diverse? For what? To make it like every other company? Make it like every other store? Now every month we're going to change it and it's going to celebrate some new diverse month and we're going to do all types of shit that has nothing to do with the brand. You see, what I saw was, I compare it to rap music, right? Like, the biggest demographic that listen to rap music is white kids. So when you see all the concerts and you see the people that buy the merch and the people that spit out all the lyrics, they don't look like rappers. The fans are not rappers. Abercrombie and Finch might have started off for white people, but just because as diverse as the world is, or at least the United States is, eventually we would make our way in there and you would have to change how things are. But the fact that they just want pretty people in there, okay, maybe not all white people. That was a fucking mistake, but let them shoot themselves in the foot. Nobody can dictate how a company makes money. Don't tell them that they need to change to make more money. It's none of your business. If you don't like it, don't go buy from it. But now they're just like every other company, and it's just another box store that ain't doing shit. The ultimatum. I missed it last week. We should have talked about it last week. All I'm going to say is this. The show was never going to work. It's impossible to put couples that are going through real life shit into instances that aren't realistic. You literally put them in relationships where there's no drama, no beef, money seems to be fine, they're doing beautiful, relaxing things, and in real life, you know, their couple, where they're coming up from and the things that they were going through, now is completely null and void because you're basically on vacation. It's not fair. It wasn't going to work. Everybody looked like they fell to shit, and oh boy, that left his girl April, he looked like he was the most hurt out of all of them. Dude looked like he lost 40 pounds, mad people died in his family, he got left alone. Zay couldn't speak well. I felt bad for him. But, I mean, everybody gave their take on it. All I had to say is that it sounds like a good idea. It just, you cannot take couples that really go through shit and then allow them to be with somebody and then act like they're not going to fuck and do all these things. Like, dead ass, like, I'll be honest. I'm insecure like every other fucking man. And you know what? Let me tell you something about insecurities because I think it's hilarious. Because I could... See, I come from where motherfuckers will get an ugly girlfriend just because they scared of what a beautiful woman brings to them. I come from where they gonna tell you, like, yeah, all the homies get some if you bring one. Like, nah, dog. Not all the homies get some shit. All this weird ass we. Ain't no we shit. My bitch is mine, bro. Get the fuck over it. And I'm an 80s baby and I grew up in the 90s. I say my bitch. And it's not a derogatory statement. Take it how you want to take it. But nah, there's a lot of weird ass misconceptions and insecurities that other people want to put on you to make themselves look better. Like, nah, homie, I've had A1 women my whole life. Sorry. And I'm going to keep on aiming at A1 women. Like, I'm not going to fucking downgrade just because you're insecure, you little weak fuck. And it doesn't make me insecure if I'm not okay with people fucking my girl. Like, that shit is weird, bro. Like, that shit is weird, weird. Like, what do you mean? Oh, it's cool for my bitch to go out with her ass and her titties out? Like, nah, motherfucker, them titties and ass is for me. What? What are y'all talking about? Like, no, bro, I'm not walking out my dick out. My bitch ain't gonna walk out doing that weird ass shit. Y'all always want to make that an insecure. You're insecure because you don't let her go be a whore. That's what you're trying to say, right? Now I sound like the Fresh and Fit guys. Here we go. No, I'll be saying, I don't give a fuck. I'm from the 80s. I say bitch. If I was on the JBP, I'd be, yo, hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Honestly, I just find it weird that they always want to put that weird like, people love to use insecurity to try to make the person feel bad for they stupid ass bullshit that they causing. You see what I'm saying? Like, you're causing this insecurity. Like, why are you still peacocking for if you got a man? What's the purpose? Like, you just want the, yo, do what you want. It ain't for me to tell you what you want, but if you my girl, that's how I feel. You see what I'm saying? And I would like that respect. I ain't saying you can't, but who the fuck are you out here shaking your ass for with a show like that? That's kind of what I saw. When it was like, nah, 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 it's cool. Let your girl go over there and fucking put her ass cheeks on homeboy in the bed. Are you crazy? And my ass, because I'm into this shit. I'm going to be like, word, that's funny. Laugh some more, because now I'm going to watch you. Now I want to know what's so, now I want to know how far you willing to go. Because that interests me. That's how sick I am. I wouldn't even be able to pay attention to the other woman there. Because now I want to know how far this person will take you. Because honestly, put it like this. I could never do it. Because I was sitting in the corner. I'm not with it. I'm not with it. I'm not with it. Me and my bitch are going to fuck your bitch. Or I'm just chilling until I'm out. But I really want to see how far she's going to go. Most likely it's the end of my relationship anyway. Because if I'm willing to do that, I just want to see how far you're willing to go. So I can be like, see, you ain't shit. Prove me wrong. Yeah, bro, that shit ain't love. That shit is just corny. I've always grew up around people that did that shit. Always try to put insecurities on you because, like, I don't know, because you want your girl to yourself? Like, that's the weirdest fucking shit. All this, I swear to God, bros, we, and motherfuckers always had ugly-ass girlfriends and shit and thought we were supposed to be we. It ain't no we. Ain't no we. Hey, bro, ain't no fucking we, dog. That shit is, it's so weird. Like, the hood has the weirdest fucking rules and don't love bitches and bros before hoes. No, fuck all that. Hoes before bros. Bring all the bitches. I want the cooking bitches, the reading bitches, the funny bitches. Bring all the bitches. No homies. Stay your homie ass the fuck home and FaceTime me. Oh, weird ass homies. And let's talk about more insecurities. This weird ass movie Deepwater with Ben Affleck. How weird, right? His old lady, because he's not an insecure man, he lets her go fuck half the town. Every other fucking night, she's bringing over a new friend who she's fucking in the foyer. How wonderful is this new life where we just get women and they fuck all types of dudes in our home? And then one of the little motherfuckers had the nerve to say, I don't want to demasculine you, but I'm going to fuck your bitch, basically. Okay, but and some people get off on that type of shit. That's where the sex kink thing came from. Like, is that I had a friend where she said she likes going out with her boyfriend and letting him hit on women and seeing if he could, like, take them back to the house. I don't know if they fuck, but that's, like, what she gets off on. And then vice versa. He likes watching her get hit on and get picked up on. Not me. I don't play that fucking game. That shit's weird. There was a lady that said her husband likes when she hard-boils eggs and shoves them in her pussy and then she spits them out on him, and that's how he gets off. Okay, I'm not gonna judge you. That's fucking weird. I don't care. The dude, the football player that liked to be a cat on the fucking, on the porch, and his old lady pet him, and, like, then he turned into a man because he's some type of fucking werewolf cat. That's cool. Do you. If you like your wife going around getting railed by half the town, hey, dog, by all means, bro, live your fucking life. Don't let nobody tell you insecure, king. You a strong, new, you're a new man. You want your girl to live her life, right? That shit is weird, bro. That's cute, pussy eggs. Yo, you wildin'. You wildin'. Those, literally, that whole week was so strange to watch all those shows. And it's like, you really like to push men to that limit where you want men to just be like, yeah, do whatever you want. And why are we together? Like, it's okay for a man to not be okay with ho shit. Like, y'all know that, right? Like, men can honestly say, I don't want to deal with ho shit. There's plenty of y'all. Y'all want to be hoes? Go be hoes. Don't nobody give a fuck. Go be a hoe. Hope you make all that hoe money. You gonna need it. Matter of fact, what else came about from that? That was the rapper thing, right? Let's talk about Black China. Let's just jump into that Black China topic. Black China's in court, and she's, you know, going back and forth with Rob and the Kardashians. I think this is an interesting story. I don't find it interesting because of the money. I find it interesting because the gig is up. The jig is up. Whatever the fuck. Is it a jig or a gig? Which one is it? I don't know. The jig is up, right? Black China basically says she's dead ass broke, Both her baby daddies are very wealthy businessmen who are able to take care of their children, and unfortunately for her, she doesn't have a product but her body and her box. She did that on OnlyFans, made her money, now she's broke. She blames her downfall, her downfalls on the Kardashians. But then, during court, I got hiccups. During court, all you hear is the abuse on her side. I mean, pulling a gun on somebody? What? What the fuck are you doing? Well, that blew me the fuck back. Like, I don't play with guns. That's not cool. That's domestic abuse. Like, you can't do that shit. Men can get abused too. Rob is obviously a beta male. You know, he's not real alpha and aggressive, and she was walking all over him. That shit wasn't cool. Do I think the Kardashians fucked up her money? Not at all. Am I mad that she didn't have a bank account? No. I don't trust banks. I'm okay with that. What I see is that OnlyFans girls have turned into the new mixtape rappers. Like, deadass. Link in bio is the same thing rappers used to do. And then you realize that you can't sell content all the time because all your pictures and videos are now equivalent to a stream. They're all stolen anyway. You can find all that shit on fucking Reddit. And what are you going to do? Keep lying to these kids? These kids all know they're all fake messages. You're not giving a real experience. And like, it's just all burnt out. And it sounds good for a little bit. But it's like, you got to have a real gig. Like, I keep on hearing everybody say Drea started all these businesses. What fucking businesses has Drea started? Shut the fuck up. Drea ain't started shit. Drea started as many fucking businesses as Black China's cornball ass. Yeah, China ain't gonna win shit. Black China ain't gonna win shit. She can't. She wrapped the fucking iPhone cable around his throat, pulled a gun on boy. Man, stop it, bro. I don't give a fuck what the Kardashians have said. That's a no. That's a straight no. But that was interesting too, because it kind of tied into the ultimatum, deep water, and all that shit. I was just like, wow, that's weird. Like, you would expect somebody to be completely okay with that type of behavior. No, fuck that. And I thought that was interesting. Oh yeah, is Lizzo a rapper? Loner seems to think she is. I don't. Not at all. Let's get back into these sex kinks. It was funnier last week because there was so many more of them. It really was. So, Johnny Depp, if you haven't been watching his case, another abused man. Seems to be something that's going on here. Abusing men. That's what I should have named this episode, Abusing Men. Watching Johnny Depp in court deal with his ex-wife or estranged wife's attorneys is probably the best shit I've ever seen in my entire life. I truly think that Johnny Depp missed his calling and should have been a fucking comedian. He is probably the funniest guy. First off, I've never heard of a mega pint. The attorney made up that shit, and Johnny was so eloquent in saying, no, I poured a cup that felt proper for the situation, which was, yeah, it was a big ass cup, but who the fuck, he's a grown ass man. He can drink whatever he wants. The fact that him is, what'd he say? I got something better to do with your throat. Johnny Depp is probably, hold on, shout out to Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp is, I don't think Lizzo's hip hop. I don't count Lizzo's hip hop at all. I think Lizzo's is more like a pop artist that hasn't popped. That's just being honest. Johnny Depp will go down in history as probably one of the funniest fucking men ever. Ever. It's hilarious what he's doing. He's probably, he should start a podcast. I think Johnny Depp would do a better pod, or would pod very well with Joe Budden. I think that shit would be hilarious. I really do like pushing the button. Nah, we're not going to put in quotations rap. Not for Lizzo. Fuck that. Red Bull did a stunt last night, and Red Bull does stunts all the time. And if you're paying attention, Red Bull got money to burn. Red Bull for years would just give away drinks. Just give them away. But here, drink this shit. They trained all of us to love it. Now it's going nowhere. Red Bull went into space, and somebody jumped out of a space thing in onto the fucking Earth from space. Ooh, shit. Yesterday, they took two planes, flew them up outwards, and then the guys jumped out. And then as the planes fell, they were going to crisscross and, like, cum swap into each plane. Not cum swap. They're just swapping. My bad. They're just swapping planes as the planes fall with the engines turned off. One guy did it, the other guy didn't, and the shit crashed and exploded. But nobody got hurt. But I thought it was pretty dope. They got way too much money. Way too much fucking money. What happened with 50 Cent and Tyrese? What did I miss? Did fucking baby boy spaz out on 50? I don't know. He was checking him about some shit, but I don't understand what he was checking him about. Okay. It keeps on happening to this guy. The baby's become my favorite person to talk about. I'm literally going to change my podcast to The Baby's Podcast. The video of what happened at Walmart has surfaced with him and his family, where the guy had supposedly tried to rob him and his family. It looks like an altercation ensues. You don't hear anything. You don't see anything previous. You just see them kind of start scuffling, and then the event happens. Unfortunately, it doesn't really show much because you don't know what happens, how they got there. You can't hear anything. You don't know what's being said. So the video might look damning or damaging, but not in my eyes. I don't know what happened. That guy could have had a gun in his pocket the whole time, and the baby just basically was assertive and jumped on him and stopped him. I don't have a problem with that. I'm with my family. I will react. I'm not going to act. I'm going to catch you, but I'm not going to react. I'm going to act. Like, I'm all action. When my baby's around, it's all action. We ain't even scuffling. It would have went right for the fucking blam. Lay him out. The baby isn't as bad as people want to make him seem. He really isn't. And although it looked bad, it really wasn't that bad. It really wasn't that bad. Let's get into these topics. We didn't cover this story because things happened. Melissa Lucio had a baby girl that fell down the stairs and, due to her injuries, passed away. That was alleged by the mother. The state decided that that wasn't the case and that she killed her baby. They arrested her and gave her capital punishment with the death penalty. And she's supposed to be facing the death sentence, what is that, the 27th? Wednesday. I just want to double check. Yeah, Wednesday is when she was supposed to be executed. Well, many people have spoken on her behalf because they feel like, well, one, she was railroaded and didn't really have an equal chance. Being a Spanish person, it's very difficult to have a decent justice system when you're not even treated like a citizen and dealing with all the things that I deal with. Knowing what this woman was going through was so heartbreaking, because it always looks like, because we're Spanish, they just throw us to the side. Like, there's no Black Lives Matters for Spanish people. We really just sit quiet in the back, do our jobs, and go home. We don't want to make mess and trouble because we don't want to get innocent people hurt, because there's just random people that live in this country that just want to go to work and go home. So when you see something like this and this type of injustice, it's amazing what the internet has been able to do. And once again, hopefully we can, you know, get justice on all halves. If the little girl was hurt by her mother and they have evidence and it's concrete, by all means, do what you have to do. But if the little girl fell down the steps and her injuries came about from that fall, what are we doing, y'all? What are we doing? Let's read this story. It's from CNN. Lucio, her family, advocates, and attorneys say she was wrongfully convicted of capital murder in 2007. And in the death of her toddler, Mariah. Why did I get Maria? I know it's Mariah because the second line. Oh, my bad. Why? Sorry, y'all. It's literally right there on the other side. Okay. I thank God for my life. I've always trusted him, Lucio said in a statement shared by her legal team. I'm grateful the court has given me a chance to live and prove my innocence. Mariah is in my heart today and always. At trial, prosecutors argued Lucio was an abusive mother who likely caused the injuries that brought about her daughter's death. But Lucio and her attorney said Mariah's injuries stemmed not from abuse, but from a fall down a staircase outside of the family's second floor. I had my baby fall from a one-step lip, and she busts open her lip. We had to run to the hospital. She'd have stitches put in her lip. And it was probably the most terrifying thing as a father to not see the blood stop. If this baby fell down the stairs, there's mad questions. Did they go to the doctor? Were there any injuries that were documented when it happened? Right? There's a bunch of things. Like, a kid falling downstairs, they bounce around. Sometimes they don't have any injuries, but internal injuries are definitely a thing. And little babies can get hurt severely. Severely. Of the 9 claims Lucio raised in her, I don't know what this is, habeas application, the appeals court ordered the trial court to consider 4 of them, including her assertion she is innocent and new scientific evidence precludes her conviction. Lucio also argued that the state relied on false testimony and suppressed evidence favorable to her defense. The court ruling delays Lucio's execution while the trial court considers the merits of her claims. Melissa is entitled to a new fair trial. The people of Texas are entitled to a new fair trial. Wow, that's a crazy ass last name. Well, I know that last name is tough. One of Lucio's attorneys said in a statement, Texans should be grateful and proud that the Court of Criminal Appeals has given Melissa's legal team the opportunity to present the new evidence of Melissa's innocence in Cameron County's district court. Good luck to Melissa. It's very sad, you know, you lose a baby and then you have to go to jail and you're trying to defend your innocence, but how do you even mourn? How does a family mourn? How does one deal with the loss of a child and the loss of their own life by being locked up for so long? Hopefully justice is served. And true justice for the baby, for the mother, for the family, and for anybody that was involved and hurt. Prayers and condolences to everyone. We are going to re-record this off of YouTube, aren't we? Because we didn't hit the record button. Tennessee passes a law to make drunk drivers pay child support. Yeah, I just said that. That's from KTNV. Tennessee lawmakers passed a bill Wednesday that would require drunk drivers to pay child support if they kill a parent and are convicted. If someone is found guilty of vehicular homicide due to intoxication or aggravated vehicular homicide and the person they kill has a child, they will be financially responsible. Payments would stop once the child turns 18. Also, if there is a civil suit and the judgment is made before ordering these payments, the guilty party would not have to make the payments. This is interesting. This changes a lot of things. And hopefully just we kind of get into smarter cars and we stop driving drunk, people. Get a fucking Uber or Lyft. Deal with it with the bank. Pay the overdraft fees. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Stop driving drunk. Stop. I just saw a motorcyclist getting picked up off the road. They were scooping his body parts into a baggie. It's fucking, I had to sit there at the light and watch. It's fucking sad, yo. Pay attention. Stop driving drunk. What's the point? Stop. Fucking stop. It's my problem with weed. Y'all sweat weed? Yeah, I'd rather be high than drunk. That whole drunk shit ain't nothing but problems. Do you sell drunk? Hold on. You sitting on the couch, do you sell drugs? Well, the methamphetamine price is about to go right through the fucking roof. CNN, a plot to move almost a ton of methamphetamine in a shipment of strawberry puree got crushed when U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers discovered to conceal drugs. On April 12th, a CBP officer assigned to the World Trade Bridge in Laredo, Texas, saw a tractor trailer arriving from Mexico hauling a shipment of strawberry purees, and it referred it to another examination agent, said, in quotes, after concluding a thorough secondary examination, which included utilizing a non-intrusive inspection of NII equipment, CBP officers discovered 158 packages containing a total of nearly 1,761 pounds or 798.88 kilos of alleged methamphetamine concealed within the shipment. The methamphetamine has an estimated street value of more than $35.2 million. Fucking dollars! The price has gone up, son! This mammoth seizure of methamphetamine underscores the reality of the drug threat we face at the port of entry and determination of our frontline officers to apply the latest inspection technologies coupled with officers' experience to keep our borders secure. Yeah, they did. They kept the shit secured. Secure the borders, boys, and use all the tools. There's mad Ubers, yo. People that don't catch an Uber and be out here driving drunk, you are an asshole. What's wrong with you? All right, y'all. We got one more story, and this one's a good one. If you don't know pimp culture, good. But go read the Iceberg Slim book. I think it's one of the most phenomenal books I've ever read, and it was life-changing. I recommend it to everyone. I even called my wife Slim for some time, and if that bitch ever comes back, I'll call her Slim again. Nah, but pimping's not good. You guys gotta stop that shit. No trafficking of people, all right? It's not nice. The story's from TMZ because TMZ always got all the good shit. This is about that boy Chopper City. Former MTV Making the Band star Chopper has been busted for sex trafficking. Chong chong. With law enforcement accusing him of being a pimp. Not no simp. Pushing P, I think, is what he said before they locked his ass up. No, I'm playing. Chopper was arrested earlier this month in Maryland. He's being extradited to Las Vegas. What up, motherfucker? To face sex trafficking charges in Sin City. According to the new legal documents obtained by TMZ, an undercover vice detective in Nevada posed as a sex worker says Chop direct messaged them on Instagram with an apparent... Wait, what? But he's pimping online? No, I didn't read the story. Okay. He messaged them on Instagram with an apparent offer to make money through prostitution. I thought he was a pimp. All right. The undercover cop says they searched Chopper's IG account, noticed several posts related to prostitution and pimping, including posts where Chopper flaunted wealth and made references to being a pimp, including one image of him inside of a plane with a phone alongside the caption saying, sending them with a money bag and a crown. In the documents, the undercover cops... Should I tell y'all what sending them means, or do y'all know what sending them means? If a girl says that she goes, she's been sent. Google it. In the docs, the undercover cops say they launched an investigation into Chopper after seeing social media evidence of potential sex trafficking operation. Careful what you post on Instagram. This is the ops. The undercover says Chopper called them and bragged about frequent travels and having seven homes across the country, including one in Las Vegas, while also telling the undercover Sin City was not a safe place to do business because law enforcement was cracking down. What's more, the undercover says they had a phone interview with Chopper, and after passing the test, Chopper told them that he would make them a part of his team and stable. And then it just says emoji. Huh. The undercover says Chop then became aggressive with them over the phone, ordering them around like he might do to a sex worker, telling them to pack their belongings and get to the airport to meet him in Charlotte, North Carolina, to join his stable. Was he serious? Okay. Oh, I'm not pimping. This is him. I don't know. From there, the undercover says they stalled by telling Chopper that they were scared to leave home, with Chopper telling them verbally... Wait. Was she pretending to be underage? Oh, I need more information. With Chopper trying to verbally force them to make the trip, getting angry and demanding a $2,000 fee. Oh, yeah, he's pimping. Between... holy shit. She didn't even come and she asked for the fee. Between the alleged social media posts, direct messages, phone calls, and fee demand, the undercover says there was enough evidence to arrest and charge Chopper with felony sex trafficking. We reached out to Chopper's camp. So far, no word. Listen, pimping ain't easy. Don't do it. Maybe you're not good at it. Maybe get a fucking job. Crazy, right? Nah, you wildin', bro. I don't pimp. I can't even keep one bitch. Nah, I ain't even about that life. I can't because I'd be like, I'm like too nice. I'd be like, hey, ho, can you go make me some money, please? Bitch, I don't want to slap the shit out of you. Just go out there and make me some money. You stupid ass. I couldn't even do it. I couldn't even get mad. How much money you make, bitch? I made $4. I can't believe you only made $4. Get your ass in the room. It's just, it ain't for me, man. It ain't for me. I'm short, too. They be like, oh, look, there come Napoleon. The Napoleon pimp. He little, but he mad. Stop, bro. Kasabian Live-O. That's today's show. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Make sure to head over to patreon.com/Kasabian. My name is Kasabian. Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Be safe. Stay dangerous. Live-O loves you. Wah.